The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh.
Everybody, that's right, it's me, back again for more fun and games. It's September 15th, right smack in the middle of one of the great months. I think you got to put September up there very high as you're making your months list. What do you got? September, May is always a great month.
He's fine.
December with the Christmas and the Hanukkah and the feeling of relief that the year is coming to a close. We're going to put July in the sure category. February is my birthday, one of the great months, but it's cold, you know, no matter where you live. Unless you're down in Australia where it's summer down there, mate. That's our show. That's our months in review. Top 10 months. Let's do that next week. Right. We'll start stealing the Letterman top 10. It's up for grabs. Try copywriting that, Dave.
Hello.
We got a big show today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just get our guests acknowledged and respected. We have music coming later from Sarah Noveller. And did I fuck that up already?
Just Noveller.
Noveller. That's what I said.
Yeah, just Noveller. Not Sarah.
Well, you didn't say that.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy Renner.
You just said that. You just told me the pronunciation of the name.
Literally so, in the doc.
No, I want to put you on blast.
You gotta
somebody
read the
says like you're clarifying how to say your last name. So how am I supposed to
it's
know that that's you what you were saying about?
It's whatever.
Noveller's going to be playing. Jesus Christ.
Noveller.
I want somebody in this organization.
I want you to go.
Who knows how to do their fucking job?
Go on the dock to 10:50. You will see.
I say, listen to me. I see in the dock. I see in the dock. Sarah Lipstick listed.
Lipstick.
Somebody. No, Sarah
Lipstick. Noveller, parentheses.
And then she
Sarah
says.
Lipstick.
And then I say, oh, I thought it says Lipstick. No, Noveller. So you're clarifying a last name. You're not explaining that she's fucking Prince or whatever.
Very clear. It was made very clear. I will not take responsibility.
Sarah, I apologize. I know you're in the control room. This is a devastating moment for you and the show. This is a dark day. If I want a clarification on my name, my last name, which can be confusing, is it Heidecker? Is it Heidecker? It's Heidecker. That's what I would say. And people go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm up next is Heidecker. No, that would never happen. Not with a real production. Not with Worldwide Pants or Johnny Carson Productions.
Carson, Johnny Carson.
What's your perspective on this? Jay Weingarten is here sitting in the Doug chair. How can you replace Doug? You can't. You can't do it. We're not even going to try. Your perspective on this, dude. Or do you want to move on? Do you want to respectfully not...
Worst intro ever.
Can I please pick from the top?
Yeah, from the top. Let's reset.
New over. Good intro from the perspective from the...
And Skinner is here chiming in with good cheer and good energy, laughter. You love it.
I love
Office Hours. Started out as a fan, but you're an artist in your own right, a great artist. And you are going to be painting for us throughout the day and talking and hanging out and having observations. And calling bullshit when you see it, I hope.
Yeah, I do see it. I see it already.
Mrs.
What am I hearing?
Is that me?
That one was on me.
Lord. Strike two on Captain Carlin today. Mr. Burger, Victor Burger, Mr. Sunglasses, 2 weeks
Mr.
in a row.
Sunshine.
Mr. Sunglasses. And his dirty old cowboy
hat.
Yeah,
my dad's getting really effed up. Yeah. I sat on it the other day.
So I mean, you can see the fronts all curved up.
What is with the sunglasses? Don't you have regular glasses?
It's very bright in here.
It is not.
And I just prefer to be a little, like, I don't know. It's like a Keith Richards kind of thing, you know? We don't ask him why he has
his... Well, fucking with him. Why not? You know, if you can't see, you don't have to see him. But,
Of course, your Zooms, your hotline calls, that's a big part of the show. I saw a YouTube comment. Sometimes I look at the YouTube comments. Big mistake, right?
Big mistake.
And this was, I don't know, it might have been the Tenacious D episode, I don't know. But this guy goes, every time they go to the calls, I go, why? This is the worst part of the show. I go, that is the show. That's the core. Of course we have celebrities and musicians and great, great artists, but it is a community. Get on board. Okay? And this guy goes, I thought they were going to lose that. That's why I did this show to begin with, is to connect and meet people and find out about the world out there. Come on, man.
Friendly person who just wants to laugh and have fun.
That's what I am.
I like people.
Guys, how's our musical guest? Has she stormed off out of just...
I'm excited about it.
Wes?
Noveller.
Forgiveness?
She gone?
Oh, forgiveness.
She forgave us.
And by the way... are not very often seen, but much loved and much respected, hardworking, very talented person, Luke. I don't even know Luke's last name. What am I doing in my life?
Luke Burba.
Sorry. I got a million things. Burba, of course. How am I going to forget that, Burba? We just call him Burba. Luke Burba's birthday today. It's a Burba birthday in the control room. And there are balloons. You can imagine balloons galore. And much, Matt's, of course, gotten the cake coming and flowers. So let's wish happy birthday to Luke Burba.
Burba.
Happy birthday, Luke.
How the hell they come up with Burba, right?
Burba.
Come on, Luke. Time to change your last name. Let me suggest one for you, Luke. Luke Strange. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
You could do your Luke Skywalker impression.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. You got one?
Well, I've heard you do some Darth.
Oh, I am your father.
I am your father.
Oh. By the way, this Star Wars, they keep coming out with new Star Wars and or what?
Why?
And or what, I say. Right?
Enough.
Oh. Is that from Andor?
Yeah, friend of mine. You can imagine who. So it goes, this Star Wars with it's always some rebellion going on. There's always some kind of freedom fighters in the desert. General Glongda. Yeah, everybody's got to meet all these new people all of a sudden. Oh yeah, okay. I care about these people I've never heard about before. Fucking Andor. Get out of here. You think I'm watching that shit? Wrong.
Damn.
Oh, you're a big
I
fan,
like it.
Huh?
You
like a Disney, you got your Disney Plus
it
all lined up for the new Star Wars and or what, Vic? Yeah.
And or the Elvis movie. That's
yes. The big, big Elvis movie review coming and a debate.
I got thoughts on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I also didn't finish it, but
oh well, that's
because I tried it twice and I couldn't do it. I got half an hour in each time.
I watched it twice all the way through.
Yeah. Well, I started it like last night. I'm like, let's
high.
Give it a second. No, I wasn't, but I did it a second time. I was like, it's 2 hours long, and then it's like I can't get to watch until like 9.
Right.
But also, I look closer. It's 2 hours, 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's an epic.
Why?
It's an Well, he lived a full life.
I guess. Yes.
Vic.
We'll talk about it later, but I got my issues with it.
Sure. I mean, does it have issues? Of course. here's my thing. Let's just get over it. Let's all just right, get it over with
well.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it, and I think what I liked about it is this is like the last maybe 50 minutes. Okay. Once the noose tightens and Elvis is trapped in Vegas and he can't get out.
Oh.
I can't get out. Like he's literally singing that. I love you too much, baby. He's just like, I'm trapped. I don't know what to do. I start taking pills. You get Dr. Nick coming in. And his manager's just like, sorry, we've got a deal. We've got to honor our deal. Sorry, Elvis. This is the way it is going to be. And if you fire me, you owe me $8 million and you'll be broke. And it's just like, fuck. So what I say is, yes, it's insane. Don't you think the main guy did a great job?
Yeah, he's great. But every time I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, that's Forrest Gump. And that's that whole thing. Every time I hear
everybody's anti-Tom Hanks. I like Tom Cruise. I like Tom Hanks. I'll see them in movies. I'm used to them. Yes. Make me feel comfortable.
But you don't. But Tom Hanks doesn't need to be in every movie.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't.
Well, if it's not him, it's Cruise.
Well, that's true.
Take your pick.
I know. But I couldn't. I can't do it. And I see him. I look at him. He looks funny with his fat suit on.
Yeah, the fat suit's crazy. Yeah, but the dude, listen, the dude was a clown.
Yeah, I know.
So
why,
what's he gonna do? Play him like Mr. Cool Tom Hanks and Big? Get out of here!
You ever been to Graceland before?
No. Well,
it's
no.
Interesting. There's a room where he just would shoot televisions.
Oh, yeah,
man. Yeah, and it's very fascinating. A peek inside the mind of Elvis.
Oh, he was crazy for sure.
And I couldn't like the part also where they're like, that boy's not black. Oh, and there's like the slowdown, right?
Oh, you know, yeah, the first 20 minutes like, of that movie is insane.
Like, yeah, and then they're like, Baz Luhrmann is like getting all his like tricks out of the way, like right away. All of a sudden, like Elvis as a kid looks through a window, and he sees like a musical theater version of Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog by Mama Thornton.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just didn't make it. Took me out of it.
I think what you should do is I would almost suggest this: watch the second half of that movie as soon as they get to Vegas because it's. Mm-hmm. It's very
If they did like the De Niro movie, what was that movie? The Irishman did that for Tom Hanks' face, but just put like you know.
I thought it
Colonel
looked good.
Tom's
I mean,
face on
I
it.
Hear what you're saying about like you can never not see Tom Hanks, but I think it actually looked good. Like it looked real. It wasn't like you couldn't see like the makeup lines. Or
yeah,
anything.
No, that was
just,
pretty.
Just
good.
Fast forward to the toilet, bro.
Yeah, get
just,
to that.
Just get to
yeah, that. How did that is that the last 20?
It's emotional, and then like I mean, I think what you could do is start when he starts doing movies, and then you see him like he does the comeback special, and he's like, Colonel, I'm gonna sing a protest song. I gotta sing. No, you're going to do a Christmas song, and that is final. Here comes Santa Claus. And he's like, no, Colonel, Robert F. Kennedy was just killed. We gotta say something about it. That's the kind of man I am. I don't know if any of this is true or what. I liked it. I watched it twice. My fucking wife. Well, the reason I watched it twice is my wife put it on. And I go, check that out again. And then sucked in, just like Elvis did, the money and the fame and the girls and the adoration. Right. You see it?
No.
Ah, okay.
Sorry about that.
You know who Elvis is, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Presley.
Okay. All right. Presley, yeah.
I mean, it's just, like John earlier was saying, it's just wild, it's colorful. And as somebody that doesn't really know or care about Elvis very much, I found it very intriguing.
At least he didn't marry like a little kid like the other guys, you know?
Well, she was a teenager.
Ah, shit!
And then I got really fascinated with that late period Elvis in Vegas. Like, there's something really cool about it. That show where he got all fat, and the band.
It's very opulent. It's
but,
very
yeah. And the band, but there's like 50 people in the band.
Is it the Unchained Melody where he's like dripping sweat and the guy's holding the mic for
him?
Yeah, like
there's a guy that just holds his mic for him,
and it puts the cape on him.
Puts the best was he had these like a scarf like a towel around his neck, and he would do this thing where he throws the towel into the audience. But then he'd have the mic guy, would come and get him a new towel, and he'd have like a whole stack of them ready to go because Elvis would just whip it off again. It's cool stagecraft and showmanship. But he got big. I mean, he really did get
he got big and he
but
got
his voice
moist.
Was he got
very
wet.
Moist.
He got wet.
He's like a human.
Trying to get as big as you, Colonel. Just trying to get as big as you.
He was the drug helper for Nixon. That's crazy. He was all jacked up, full of.
They don't. You know. That's maybe. You know. They don't go into the full story. They're trying to. He was trying to get John Lennon kicked out of the country and stuff. You know. I don't think the Beatles are good for America.
Anyways, what was going on there? You don't want to hear
my Elvis impression all day long.
John's like, I just don't want any wars.
Speaking, let's do my now patented, much beloved, new Office Hours one joke monologue. So did you see this? Did you see the
Hello,
big?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Anyways, big news last week. The Queen passed away. We saw this. The Queen.
God bless.
Queen Elizabeth passed away. In other royal news, Burger King made a big announcement this week. Burger King said that they were going to be reintroducing the Whopper to America. Tom Curtis, president of Burger King, said, what we really want to do in the short term is reintroduce America's love affair with the Whopper. He went on to say, we're guaranteeing 25% less vomiting.
Oh!
Yes.
But no promises on the diarrhea. Where's my rim shot? That's exciting stuff.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Want to check in on the Zoom room?
Yes, Zoom me, Matt.
Well, we have a very special Zoom guest, Mr. Doug Pound himself.
Ah, va, Doug Pound.
Love Doug.
Zoomer, are
What's
you
up,
there?
Guys?
Yo.
That's a good drop from Skinner there. I love. Hey, Doug, where are you? At the public library?
I'm at the library. Oh, keep it down.
Doug. That is crazy. No, you
I'm
can't.
In the library. I am in the public library in somewhere in Connecticut, I think.
Wow.
You see that?
Look at that. So wholesome.
So first of all, say hi to Jay. He's sitting in your chair.
What's up, Jay? I've been watching. I haven't heard a peep. I want Jay to be more bold. And
you know what? He's looking for his in. I came in hot. There are a lot of problems.
Came in hot.
And I got a lot to say. I got my caffeine.
Does anybody have some sun protection for your president?
Yeah, set me up, Tim.
Yeah, he'll ease into it, I'm sure.
Oh, he will. Good he'll warm up. You're planning on warming up, right?
Doug, I love you, buddy.
So, Doug, give us the update from the road. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous, but maybe not after your update.
Well, I'm having the time of my life, and it's kind of crazy what I'm doing comedy before a rock band.
A comedy rock band, I should say.
Yeah, but I'm basically doing stand-up for, like, you know, these huge amphitheaters. And it is like, when you do it at a small comedy club, you get the feedback of, like, when people laugh. This is just, like, I feel, like, disconnected from the crowd. But I'm starting to figure out the solution. And
what is the solution?
Well, the first show, I just went hard. I just did my weirdest stuff.
Yeah.
Like for 45 minutes. And the people in the front could hear me and kind of tell what I was doing. And they were all laughing and liked it. But the back half, they were like, you know, boos. And for days after that, I was getting tweets from the people at that show about how much God. I should quit.
Oh, geez.
What? I do.
What? No. That's not very nice.
You got to be kidding me. Scum.
Yeah. Why couldn't they hear you in the back, though? I mean, they must be able to hear you when the band comes
out. Well, it was the first show. You know, we sorted out some stuff. I think my mix was weird or something. Uh-huh. But now I actually...
You're claiming it's not the material. It's the sound that's causing all the boos and the hatred.
That was a factor. The material, you know, it works where I do my... where people know who I am.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, you should be able to win. Any good performer should be able to win over any crowd. You know, that's the.
Doug, Dude, the pressure must be insane, though, for you. Yeah. I mean, you're just like, what?
Well, you said in our text thread last night that, that you had a great show where in New Hampshire or something?
New Hampshire was the best crowd. And Philly was a great crowd, too. Yeah. But, like, in these venues, it's, like, kind of echoey, and there was some, like, slapback. So it is, it's not made for, like, maybe what I'm doing. But
is everybody in yet by the time you go on? Or is
I'm
there
having,
that issue?
Like, what's that?
Is everybody in yet by the time you perform? Is that an issue?
No, well, that's the other thing. It's 8 o'clock on the dot, and a lot of people are like half the place isn't in yet, and they're all kind of filtering in.
Yeah.
So there is like that roar of like people talking. So it does kind of make me feel like I'm losing my mind, like not talking. You know, like when people are. I look out there and people are just walking around getting their drinks. Like a lot of that's going on. But
well, you knew that going in. I mean, you knew that was
going
to be.
I knew that going
climb.
In. I know it's going to be a challenge. So I.
And Jack and Kyle are supportive and they're loving it and
absolutely
cheering
those guys,
you on.
I get to do a solo during their one of their final songs. They do everyone gets a solo and I come out and I
are
get
you
to have my
getting
own solo.
Booed when you come out then. No.
That was only the first show. I've figured it out that they, you know, like the more musical stuff, the more time, the more I'm like remixing and jamming like beats and stuff, like that's what works more. So
I would have like I would have an emergency switch, which just starts playing like Dio and Quiet Riot and Blue Oyster
Cult.
Well,
I do. I start off by DJing like mashups of like Slayer and,
nice.
You know, like heavy metal with like, you know, like silly mashup songs.
Right.
And then that kind of, I ease them in. Exactly. There's that scream there.
There
but.
Is.
Yeah. And then you're driving, you're kind of on the you're on your own driving around to these places.
I'm on my own.
It's a fair question.
I'm on my own.
Doug, well, you're one man.
The bookmobile takes him.
You're doing great, buddy. You're awesome.
I mean, just the thing is, like being alone out there, you know, just like, trying to talk to this many people. It is quite a challenge. But like Jack and Kyle are like really supportive, and those guys are the coolest. And
yeah,
it's like quite an experience of a lifetime.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you. Yeah. Despite the trials and tribulations, this is going to make you a stronger,
it's fun.
Better performer.
I like a challenge, and you know, I'm having it's my parents are going to come to the Milwaukee show.
Oh,
Doug, I didn't think they respected you very much.
She's going to have a negative spin.
What are you playing right now?
What?
Is there music playing?
I don't hear nothing, man.
Yeah, nothing going on.
I think you got
Matt's playing Candy Crush back there. Makes me sick.
I hear music. I don't know what's happening.
Well, maybe you're losing your mind.
Okay. Oops.
You hear that?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Okay. No worries. All right, Doug. Well, let's not make this show all about you. We've got a big
anyway,
cannot wait to have you back at home. We love you.
Miss
Doug.
You guys. And
when are you back? Next week?
Yeah, I think I'll be back there next week.
Awesome.
Love you, Doug.
Well,
you're the
best. Follow Doug on Instagram because you're very active there, sharing your experiences from the road. I see you skateboarding and hanging out backstage and having a good time. And like I said, I am jealous. Yeah. I got to get back on the road.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's get back out here.
All right, brother.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Say goodbye to Doug Skinner.
Goodbye, Doug. I love you, buddy. You're doing great.
Love you. Love you so much.
Trial by fire, baby. Get out there.
Bye-bye.
And are you going to be doing some painting for us throughout the show?
Yeah, I'll paint for you. I'll start.
Let's get it
started. Okay, we're starting.
Because we have to get to the city of the day.
I hate the city of the day.
What?
What's up? No.
Who said that? You hate the city of the day?
I'm just kidding.
He's not kidding.
I love the city of the day. City of the day is sponsored by, this is an exciting new sponsor, Sherwin-Williams Pants. You already know Sherwin-Williams brand. Speaking of painting here, this is kind of cool. Because of their high quality, low VOC, easy to apply paints. But did you know they sell pants too? And did you know they come in every color and style you can imagine? Stop sign red short pants. They got you covered. Izmir Purple Paluzos, No Problemos. Jasmine Yellow Jofers, jump for joy because after 12 to 16 hours of drying time, you'll be able to be out on the town in your cool new pants. And every pair of Sherwin Williams pants comes with a lifetime stain guarantee. Just bring your soiled pants into any location and the boys in the back will slap a fresh coat on there, perfect color matching. What are you waiting for? Walk into a Sherwin Williams today and walk out with brand new pants. Sherwin Williams pants must not be worn near open flames. Do not wear if you suffer from asthma, COPD, or any other respiratory ailments. Helmet with soundproof mouth covering so you can... Go to shermanwilliams.horny. Is it dot horny? No, it's dot, that says dot com.
This is an in-person. That's this is, real hard. You go to Sherwin Williams. They have the paint.
They have their own brick and mortars.
Yeah, any Sherwin Williams.
All right, what is the city of the day? Who is the city of the day? Who wants to provide us with the city of the day?
Mr. Social, are you there? Mr. Social, can you unmute?
Hello. I'm here.
Hi, hello, guys. Hello, Mr. Social. One of my biggest fans right here in the background, that's I should right. say.
That's right. I got that going just for you.
Thanks, buddy.
You know it. So the city of the day, I live in Port Clinton, Ohio.
Oh, this might be a new city of the day. Matt, we need a map.
I think it is.
You have to start pinning a map. That's right.
Pinning a map and just cover the great country of ours in pins.
Very respectful. That's right.
What's going on there today in that town of yours?
Oh, you know, I'm, well, it's the walleye capital of the world, for one thing. It's our claim to fame.
The what?
And
the walleye
capital? Yeah, it's a fish.
Walleye bass.
Yes. A lot of bass.
Mm-hmm. Right on beautiful Lake Erie.
Actually, and playing boss, you know?
Just doing some carrot cake.
Ooh.
What are you, in your pajamas? What is that drinking? Shirt?
It's pineapple with sunglasses.
Fun.
Mm.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. You like that?
I do.
Cool.
Does your carrot cake have icing on it? Does it have the vanilla icing on it? That's what I want to know.
Oh, it's going to be loaded with icing.
Hell yes.
Who are you making for yourself? Or you got family?
Yeah, I'm going to eat it all myself.
Just at home by yourself? No, what are you, feature man? Hello,
no, it's for a wedding, actually, this weekend I'm going to.
Nice. Yeah. One of these weddings where you got to bring your own dessert?
Well, I'm the brother-in-law of the bride, so yes.
All right, so Matt, Vic, to appease you,
yeah.
I say this sounds like we have an activity of the day is baking.
Baking
carrot cake.
Very nice.
Hello, food fans. Cool. I'm going to show you how to make a carrot cake for $3.23. Oh. Using some root beer and some old carrots I found in the dumpster.
So, could I do my activity of the day? This is something
yes.
very
Thank
helpful.
You, Mr. Social.
Thanks,
Happy,
guys. Have a good one.
All the best to your brother-in-law.
This is activity of the day that involves everybody here, and everybody can do it at the same time. All you got to do is, I do this every day. I look into a mirror or just do it, not look into a mirror. I smile for 30 seconds. And
yeah.
it forces you to be happy because it,
forced
even
to be
if
happy.
You're, even if you're not happy, it forces the dopamine and the endorphins and serotonin, all that stuff.
You got to look at yourself
so
the whole time?
I have a timer. Yeah. 30.
I have a mirror right here.
You could
here.
Also put a pen in your, like this. Jared, you want to put the straw in here?
Right, I got this beautiful mirror gifted to me by Amy Poehler. Would you believe that, folks?
Wow.
Amy Poehler did a little little independent film earlier this year, and this was my gift.
All right, so let's all do 30 seconds of smiling. Okay, ready?
30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Congratulations. Now you are happy.
See?
Okay. Happy. Are you happy now, Jay?
Yeah, that was a bit odd for me.
That was a what?
That was experimental.
Yeah, that was a little trippy, wasn't it? Jay, are you, speaking of Burger King, are you a fast food guy? Do you like to dip into the fast food every once in a while?
Oh, yeah, you were talking about Burger King. Mm-hmm. I like McDonald's.
Okay.
I don't know if you like McDonald's.
I don't say no to a McDonald's if it's out there for me.
Yeah, I like it. One of the things about it is I'm just glad that McDonald's doesn't sell hot dogs.
Mm.
Like, I would feel so awkward ordering a McWiener. And don't even get me started on the super size. Okay?
Oh.
Like a phallic symbol much?
Yeah. The glizzy.
Yeah, so hello, can I get a super size McWiener, please?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be hashtag awkward, in my opinion.
I mean, sure. I don't know. Obviously, McDonald's doesn't sell hot dogs.
No. Always curious why that was. Maybe that's, you don't have to call it a wiener naturally. You could just call it a McHot Dog.
Okay.
McPenis.
Any other things that are bugging you these days?
Well, I guess one of the things about McDonald's, like, okay, yeah, they don't sell hot dogs. They sell, what is it, hamburgers and french fries, right? Hamburgers and french fries. And then for dessert, we end up going for soft serve ice cream. You guys have had that? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, just I like ice cream, but half the time it's so freezing cold that I'm eating it and I tell the most outrageous lies just in hopes that my pants catch fire, in hopes that I warm up because I'm so cold from the freezing ice cream.
Right.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
But yeah, I don't know. We're just riffing about the fast food stuff.
So. We sure are.
What else? Yeah, there's a lot of fast food chains.
Oh, you've got Wendy's. You've got what else? Subway.
Oh my God, we could go on and on.
Hardee's. What's that? You know, you got that continental divide in America where you got on one end you got Hardee's, on the other end you got what?
Carl's Jr. Depends on the geography or where you are located.
Yeah.
Is the food different? We sell the same food, just a different name?
I don't think so. They've got the similar situation going on with Hellman's and Best Foods when you come to mayonnaise. We don't have Hellman's out here. We got Best Foods.
Got the Laurels out here.
It all depends, really, in the end, or something like that.
Who wants to join the conversation next? Any questions, any comments, complaints?
Peppers, squash,
let's go to the hotline. Cucumbers. Check in with those folks. 248, you are live on the air.
248, good morning.
Area code 248, are you there?
Good afternoon here.
Oh, good afternoon. I apologize. Where are you calling in from?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Nice. We're very, very popular in Michigan today. I can feel this.
Oh, baby, I hope so.
What's the weather like today?
No.
What up, though?
What can I help you with today? You're on the hotline. You're on the air with Tim Heidecker, Vic Berger, Skinner, and Jay Weingarten.
In the land of wonder.
I have to ask, what are your thoughts on prolonged patents, trademarks, and copyrights?
Oh, God.
Like, in particular, Disney is taking a big chunk out of it. For 95 years, there's a trademark with Mickey Mouse, you know, and it's supposed to expire next year. However, before that, you know, Alice in Wonderland was made into an animated movie, and it was 86 years old, and they got away with it scotch-free. You catch what I'm saying?
Yes. Scotch-free? Can we say scotch-free? I say scotch-free.
Yeah.
I don't know about this scotch-free.
It's a typo.
Yeah, typo alert. That's a fair question. I just think everything should be considered with a reasonable attitude. So, yes, there are things, there's ownership and copyright that protects artists and companies put significant amounts of capital into making these things that become so beloved, and there should be some respect and appreciation for that and following the laws that have been set up to protect that. But at a certain point, I feel some things just become part of the public domain through its just ubiquity. So, for example, I wasn't going to bring this up, but it's a nice transition into, I don't know all the details to this, but our friend Vera Drew's People's Joker, I don't know if you saw this news, up in Toronto at the Toronto Film Festival's film that Vera made that she was very open and aware was sort of using copyrighted characters from the Batman world and kind of turning it on its head. And I haven't seen the film. I think I'm in the film. But she goes up there, gets accepted into like the weirdo Midnight Madness screening up there in Toronto. And it gets pulled by Warner Brothers. They come up there and say, no, we own Joker, we own Batman, and everything. And, you know, they pull it. And in one end, it's terrific press for her.
Oh, it's the best,
it's terrific publicity for the movie. But on the other hand, don't you want to just, like, everybody sit down at the table and be like, can we just chill out about you guys owning Batman and shit? Like, isn't Batman like Santa Claus at this point? Yeah. Like, can people just have it?
Yeah, when did
and you guys can still do your shit that everyone's going to see and you're going to spend millions of... But how is Vera Drew's little, take on Joker in the Batman world really going to affect you guys in any way?
The lawyers like to like show that they're doing their job. And
well, that could be, Vic. I don't know. That's unfair.
What it is. Well, I want to say that like Disney, yes, they, I mean, all of their stories and cartoons are based off of like legends and myths, right? I mean,
sure.
You know, and so, and then, but they're so relentless, like if like Snow White or anybody like makes a costume or does an interpretation of these like, you know, stories that are just out in the public domain that's even similar to their interpretation of the cartoon. They just like, you know, send the lawyers out after everything. I know my wife.
Yeah. And then in the meantime, there's shit that just gets rampantly used without permission and doesn't get,
right,
and there isn't
right. the
but also, yeah, but the
they've enforcement. Also like, they've like, they know how to like exploit these copyright laws, like he was saying. Like,
I just want all these people. We should all sit down at a big table, all look at each other in the eye, and say, "Listen, pal, we got a short time on this earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is magic in art. There is magic in storytelling. It is one of the few ways that people can come together and have fun and agree on things. And ideas are free." Well, they're not free, but they're, you know, they encourage communion. They encourage love, and they encourage positive things. We're only here for 90 years at best. Some of these idiots that live to 100, fuck them. They're just sitting there like vegetables. Yeah. A lot of them. George Burns being a great counterexample of that. George Burns lived a healthy, healthy life, and the Queen.
But the guy with the cigars?
Most of these dipshits, they're going to live to 90 tops. So you got this period of time on Earth. What are you going to do going just trying to slap everybody with copyright infringements for? Let them have Batman. Let them have Joker. Let them have Mickey Mouse.
I think that those IPs are in better hands with like young weird creators. Artists.
I know, I know.
Like, I can't wait to see this Joker film. I mean,
well, all it does is raise awareness of the property in general, right? It keeps it in the loop. And it's a great, what they should do if they really want to be serious about this is buy Vera's movie, and then they can put it out and people can see it. Like, thank you for doing all this work. We didn't have to put in any money. We didn't have to give any of our shitty notes that don't work and don't make sense. You did all the hard work. I'll buy it from you. Just like Elvis when he was on Sun Records. The Colonel said, no, we must get you a big recording deal with RCA. Elvis says, well, I don't know about that, Colonel. Sam Phillips, man, he discovered me. He's like, no, Sam Phillips is going to be paid quite well for his work. You shall see. He'll be very happy. And then there fucking RCA gives Sun Records a shitload of money, man. Let's just fucking buy that. Warner Brothers, you cunts! Listen up, you stooges! Sitting there, and by the way, they're collapsing. They're in free fall, these Warner Brothers. With all their discoveries and Discovery Plus buying this and that and saying no more shows. We don't want real shows. We want fucking Property Brothers or whoever else is out there.
Property Brothers come up second time in a
demoing. We're going to you know, fucking shows about lizards or whatever. And wild world of lizards tonight on HBO. You know, and you're like, what happened to shows? But
if we go back to Disney,
these weirdos should just chill.
What? I don't know if people know this.
Well, listen, I got no issues with Disney. I think what they're doing is important.
What
cool.
they could do, one thing they could do is start paying their employees who walk around in the outfits and the costumes, give them a little more than minimum wage.
I know people that work for Disney and they say it's hell.
Yeah.
People that they're work bad, in animation. And
well, look at the CGI people are like barely paid. Like all these CGI production companies are going out of business because they're making these movies that win all these awards that everybody loved, but they're not getting paid. It's ridiculous.
Right.
No, it's a disgrace. What well, a you smash. Know who seems, Dr. Evil seems quite agitated here in the Zoom, Matt.
It's Walt Disney. Oh,
what's the matter with this guy?
He's got a lot to say.
Well, thanks for the call. Now.
Thanks, 248. Bye-bye. Dr. Evil?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I've just got some evil news for everybody. Would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Okay. Evil news. President of Ukraine. Oh, President Putin declares war on Ukraine. President, I'm thinking this guy is attacking a country with a comedian for a president. Oh, real tough guy, real evil. Yeah, grow up, Putin. Throw me a fucking bone.
What are we doing here now? What is this? Zelensky's Canadian? I don't get this.
Now I understand why you want to delete people.
He's from Ukraine. I got to go apologize to that YouTube commenter.
Yes.
Getting those replies.
Yeah.
Listen, man, Elon I made a big mistake.
Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. Yeah, I'm thinking the only reason Elon Musk wants to go to Mars is to find someone else named Elon. I mean, throw me a fucking bone.
Yeah, we'll throw you a bone. We'll get one out to you in the mail right now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Evil. Very funny
thank
stuff.
You
like those Austin Powers movies, Jay?
Yeah, of course. There's Austin Powers, there's Fat Austin Bastard.
Oh,
you remember that?
The mini guys.
Oh,
the
mini guys.
Mini guys. There was actually no joke. There was big news today. Did you see the news? Hugh Hewitt, conservative broadcasting icon Hugh Hewitt, announced today. Former President Trump told me this morning that everything he took to Mar-a-Lago was declassified and that he has done nothing wrong in connection with alternative slates of electors and cannot be indicted as a result. That book is closed, my friends. That is that's the deal.
It's like elementary school. Like, please go tell the teacher I didn't poison the goldfish in the classroom. Okay, I'm
that's
free.
That's the deal. We are now up to speed on that and the case is closed. I love Batman.
Okay. I'm glad that's over.
Okay, my friends. Let us move the show along. It is time for another call, another Zoomer, another moment of mirth with our Zoom community.
Sylvie, friends, how are you today? Unmute, please. You must unmute first, Sylvie. She's trying and she can't. Well, we'll try again later, Sylvie, I'm sorry to say. Florian.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
They are working on something cool, I believe. Right, Florian?
Oh, heck yeah. I've been working on rugs for Halloween. I'm a rug maker. I tuft stuff, make small stuff and big stuff.
What do you do now?
I tuft rugs.
Naturally, don't this we all at one point? Are you working? Is that what you do for a living?
No, it's a side hustle, but hopefully one day.
Great. Where are you calling from?
I'm in West Philly right now.
Nice. Nice.
Worked in Bethlehem. Shout out to
Vic. Whoa.
Let's check in on Skinner's art. Can we get a link? What are we doing?
Yeah, can we zoom in?
What are we looking at here?
Whoa.
Hey, it's a skeleton gone wild.
Spooky stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to paint these, and I was thinking, Maybe I should give them, maybe you guys could give them to some Zoomers or something like
that. That would be terrific. Yeah, yeah, an original piece of art from Skinner. I mean, this is a, I'd take it and put that in the vault and wait for that to skyrocket.
Oh, look at this. Look at that rug there.
That looks nice.
Very cool.
A little rug. What is that? It's like a bath mat. It's like a toilet mat.
Is this, this is a Bethlehem business?
No.
Matt, oh, Florian, you muted yourself.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I just go by my name, Florian Francis. I make rugs for people. I'm going to be doing some Halloween ones. Tim, if you ever want a rug, I'll make you a rug.
Thank you so much. I do carpeting, though.
More kind of a wall-to-wall guy, are you?
Yeah, I get everything wall-to-walled.
The carpet at Graceland's crazy.
Oh, yes, of course. You know, back to the, thank you very much, Florian. Thanks for checking in. Back to this Burger King news, by the way. I'm fascinated by this because, you know, I don't generally jump onto the CNN website sometimes, you know, in general, like it's not like, that's not my morning routine, but sometimes I do. And this headline says, Burger King has a plan to make you fall in love with the Whopper again. Like, what kind of fucking journalism is this? What is,
that's where
what is
we're
this
at.
Planted, paid article? It starts out, the past few years have been tough for Burger King.
I like food.
Missteps during the pandemic caused the chain to lag behind competitors. Over the past few quarters, Burger King has been playing catch-up, and now the company is hoping a major investment in restaurants and advertising will help spark growth and propel it ahead of its peers. They're going to be, their plan? What do you think? One key part of the plan? This is their plan. Ready? Reminding customers of what Burger King is all about, the Whopper. Reached for comment, Tom Curtis, like I said earlier. What we really want to do, I added that. Basically should say, it should say, Tom Curtis, president of Burger King North America and author of this article, told CNN Business. The plan is to make sure workers are well-trained in making the best possible Whopper and that kitchens support consistency and ease of preparation. How are they getting to that now in 2022? I don't think, this is the best. I don't think we've talked about it enough. I just don't think we've celebrated it enough.
Curtis said, yeah, I'm on the article following.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to putting it back in its rightful place as our lead act. What a
Jesus
fucking nut.
Christ.
Imagine end. Going to work every day. You're this fucking Tom Curtis, wherever he is.
Great American food.
Oh, I'm president of Burger King. Okay. Hamburgers,
many French fries.
I like the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah. Oh.
See, they should be leading with that as the article.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is news. It's like you know you're at the dead end of Western civilization when this is like finding out.
Did you see that story? It became a story because some host on that OAN network, that conservative network, they retweeted it being like, you know, not all heroes wear capes or something. But the story was some random weirdo who went into some stores and destroyed a bunch of Impossible meat, the Impossible meat that you can buy. She went in there with a knife and opened like 15, like she said she made, like ruined like thousands of dollars worth of Impossible meat.
Yeah, each one is $9.
Yeah, well, they are expensive.
Yeah.
But the point is,
monster,
what
sir.
A lunatic. And this room is like, yay, that's a great idea. What the fuck kind of personal freedom agenda is that coming
are
from?
You still
shouldn't you be able to eat whatever
diet?
You want?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. You went and stabbed some food. You're a hero.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a mess, folks. It's only going to get worse.
How could it get worse?
You'll see.
Yeah, we're at rock bottom. We're going up. I think we're going up. I'm with
you.
Jay.
You got some optimism going on.
I do.
Now, what did you get? Some paint on your glasses?
Oh, is there some? Oh, I think that's just sweat.
What the fuck?
Okay.
And some dude heat.
Yeah. It's not too bad in here.
No, it feels good.
That's incredible.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, you guys. Yeah,
I'm gonna put that in my daughter's bedroom.
Now, what like the can like what is your influence? Because it looks to me like early 60s horror
magazine kind of creation, right? Like, is that what is that would be?
Okay,
like
you doing the interview?
The pastels and stuff. I'm just curious.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, for this, like, this is the sort of like, let me, you know, if I'm going to be entertaining and fun and shit, then I got to do something simple. Which I am super influenced by that old 60s, 70s horror illustration stuff, EC Comics, things like that. I actually make those kinds of comics. Skin Crawl Magazine.
Do you have permission to be doing other people's art? Are you breaking a copyright violation right now?
Yeah, is this from Disney's Haunted Castle? The Haunted World.
Hey, Matt, let's check in. This was a big hit last week.
Hold the comic book up here. Mm. Sorry, Tim.
So the second issue is coming this month. This is the first issue.
It's insane.
While I was doing, during the pandemic, I needed to, like, do something. So I was like, well, I don't want my ideas to die.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, let me just do some sequential art and do this. So it's cool. Beautiful. Actually, my Kickstarter ended yesterday. It was really successful and positive. So
nice, man.
Thank you, everybody.
This was a big hit last week from what I could tell. Our friend Gus is here with his hand raised. Remember Gus? He had a bit of sad tale
and
about
then let's bring
deception.
In Sarah, a.k.a. Novella.
Yes. Well, should we... Gus, do you want to say hi quick and maybe we could check in with you after the break?
You can talk to Gus. While sure, Sarah, yeah. Maybe Sarah can come in and start getting set up.
Yeah.
Gus.
Hello, Gus. How have things... What's the update from last week? If you were listening to the full show...
I started putting some... My mood has been incredibly lifted by everyone's support on the show.
And the activity of the day, too, right? That helped.
Yes, and thank you for that tip, Vic. I haven't tried it yet, but haven't needed to.
Okay. Good. I like to hear that.
Yeah, and then I got my package from you all that was very kind, wearing my new Office Hours hat, and I've got I put this in on the chain.
What the hell is that?
Hello, everybody.
Ew,
one of the pins. I had a question, but I could save it if you just wanted to
quickly
move along. Well,
I hate when, like, on these public shows, public radio shows, they go, we have 30 seconds left. Can you just summarize exactly the policy that you are against and how the proposition is going to adversely affect smaller communities? No, but go ahead.
Particularly with Jay in the studio, I was
Jay sort of in the studio. I mean, he's
what?
Kinda...
Yeah, I'm making a good impression. No,
well, I was curious just as conversation fodder to go into like everyone's. This is open to everybody, but your inner world during REM sleep. If there's any vivid imagery or things recently, or just any time in your life that like have seared.
You want the show to come to the place where we're talking about our dreams.
Yeah.
Well, those instincts are...
I proposed a segment about 2 years ago of that.
Really?
Dream chat.
I thought it could be interesting, but... Or Jay, I know you. Jay's studied hallucinogenics, so if he's got any...
Studied hallucinogenics?
Trip down.
All right, well, we will table that for the time being.
Yeah, sure.
Table that. Great to see you, Gus. Great to see you smile. And
thank you, Tim.
We will... and by the way... Noveller is here, and we don't want to bring up bad blood, bad memories. It was a disastrous way for people to come to know you on my show, and I feel completely horrified by not me. I've done nothing wrong. I've maintained a perfect host, but the people around me have failed me. You understand that?
I forgive you.
Well, don't forgive me. Forgive producer Matt and many others who have failed me badly. would you play us a song? Do you want to set this up in any way, or just want to just fucking get into it? We could talk after.
Let's get into it.
We're going to get into it, folks. Incredible performance happening right now. We'll take a quick break and be back with more of the show. If you're going to join us in the second half and you're not watching live, please go over to patreon.com/officehourslive, and that way you can find the whole show whenever you want. So much more on my blog and all sorts of other short things that we love to put out and do for you. Take it away. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That was incredible. We will be back in 5. Stick around.
This Cole Porter and a Joe Becker arrangement.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.
To me or far, it doesn't matter, baby.